Welcome back to Hockey Prospect Radio on SiriusXM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn, and we're going to continue to talk about the Calgary Flames prospects with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. And Mark, thanks for coming on the show again. We always appreciate it.
No problem, guys.
Well, let's get into it right away. First player, obviously, we want to talk about is Sam Bennett. Unfortunate injury. It's going to sidetrack him a little bit for this season. But what were your thoughts on him, you know, going through some of the camp, what he did last year, and expectations for him once he gets back from injury?
Yeah, well, I guess at first the injury just up front, I actually ran into his agent this week and got on that topic a little bit. So the surgery went really well, labrum tear. It was minor compared to some other injuries in this regard. The best guess is that, it happened in that second game in Vancouver, and then I think he dressed for another game, and that was when he was shut down. And the agent was telling me, some think it was back to last season, but when he had that, he was hit last season and had that injury, he did go through some tests with Kingston, and he kind of passed all those tests. So I guess it doesn't really matter now. You're in a recovery period here. He had the surgery in Cleveland at the Cleveland Clinic. Calgary's going to manage all the rehab. He's going to be home, I guess, for about a month before he starts shipping out there and starting to work with the doctor in Toronto. I guess this Cleveland doctor works through Toronto as well. So at the end of the day, you're talking about 4 to 6 months before he's probably ready to suit up and help a hockey team. And obviously, going back to last year, this is a kid we talked a lot about. He ended up being a player that I just liked more and more every time I saw him. And I saw him a lot late because I was at a lot of those Kingston playoff games. I think it's all but one game against Peterborough in the playoffs where, he was good. Obviously, Peterborough came back. We know the history of that series. But this is a kid that not only with the talent, the scoring, the ability to post the points, but just all over the ice, what he means to his team and how much better he makes them. The skating ability. I remember seeing him one game in Niagara in their old barn now. Just that small ice surface and how he could still create space for himself in a really tight barn with not much room. So it'll be interesting to see, how many games he ends up playing this year and where he's at the end of the season and approaching Calgary's camp next year.
Yeah, I'm just curious. Hopefully we'll cross our fingers that he's fully recovered, and I just never like to see a player get, derailed by that type of injury. So, and he's still young, so highly skilled. Every time we talk to him, highly motivated. So we'll cross our fingers for him and hope for the best. One of the next guys I want to ask you about on their list, and this goaltender, I talked to your Q scouts last year, Mark, and they didn't get the chance to see him as much as they did, and they really sold me on this player, so I ended up taking him in my own hockey pool, and that's Mason McDonald. And what are your thoughts on his game coming into this season? Because, he's going to be relied on pretty heavily in Charlottetown to lead them into the playoffs and try to take that franchise to another level.
I think this is a player that, for me, was one of the highest or most improved players. I remember from the U-17 to U-18, but even going from, I saw him in the Hlinka camp in Toronto, and from Hlinka camp in Toronto to when I was in Finland watching him at the U-18, and I got home and told some people the most impressive player I saw in Finland was Mason McDonald. He made so many strides in his game. He's got the great size, obviously, a nice butterfly, like a lot of those goalies, the lower net. His coverage is really good in that lower net. Quick feet, quick legs. I think he's pretty powerful getting across, which makes his recovery skills really good. But the thing I like him on, he's a real battler and challenger. You just don't see this kid get rattled. His demeanor's always, good. It doesn't change. You know, it looks, you know, you can get three quick ones by him, and he just, it doesn't seem to get to him. He might not let another goal go in the rest of the game. I remember talking about to scouts at the combine about him. You know, he did well in the interviews. I mean, he didn't knock people on their butt and make them want to draft him on the interview alone, but a really good kid. Just came across as a humble kid, you know, a hard worker. So I think he got off to a bit of a slow start. He's got a young defense down there in PEI, but that's going to test him this year. He'll probably face a ton of shots, and will probably be a good development year for him.
Yeah, the plus side is, Shane, I think he's very fast up and down, and he has, like, smooth, continuous movements to stop the puck down low, which is impressive. Lateral movement needs a little work, but a lot of times bigger guys do. But he's strong and hugs the post well, and I'm with Mark. I like this kid.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how he continues to develop, and it never hurts to get lots of pucks on you. Look what it did for Zach Fekale that 1 year, and he mm-hmm. faced about 40 shots a year. So never hurts, absolutely. You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio, brought to you by Power Scout Hockey, serving coaches and scouts everywhere with hockey's ultimate data engine. I'm Shane Malloy. Along with me is Russ Cohn. We're speaking with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, talking about some of the kids in the Calgary Flames system. And, Mark, let's talk about Hunter Smith. He's a guy that you talked very favorably about last year going into the draft with the Oshawa Generals. Massive kid, like 6'7", 220 pounds. I don't know what they fed this kid, but the kid's a behemoth and is having a great start, like an absolute great start to the season with over a point a game and, you know, double the penalty minutes, which is not a surprise. And how do you think this kid's season's going to go? Because he may be one of those guys where, you know, Hockey Canada just may look at him and say, we need that type of element in our lineup, because he's clearly shown that he can produce offensively with talented players.
Well, I think this year, you know, if he improves as much this year as he did last year, that'll be a great thing for Hunter. We're talking about a kid, we had him ranked 54th. The Flames actually took him right on that spot. If I describe this kid skating to you, you know, just 2 short years ago, it was like, no chance. That's how I would have described it. So it just goes to show you, you keep working, you get stronger, keep working on your weaknesses, and things can happen. Now, his skating, to me, is still the biggest issue. And I think at the end of the day, just getting some strength in the ass area, the hamstrings, you know, this is what's going to end up defining whether his kid makes it or not. You know, building up the strength so that his skating can get the level where you can play in the NHL. I mean, this around the net, he's money. You know, he'll score 10 goals, and it'll add up to about 12 feet worth of distance on 10 goals. from all reports, he was good in their rookie camp, and they didn't take him to be a top six. You know, I don't think they took him to be a fighter, like some people might think, just, you know, the 6'6". He's got weight and muscle to build, like I said, all over his body to make it. But this is a player they took to create space for, you know, maybe a smaller center, and we know on that team what there is. But he's a complimentary piece, and I think that it's just going to, you know, if you're a Calgary Flames fan, just watch his skating progress and his size and strength progress, and you'll have a good idea whether or not you'll ever see him on the Flames ice.
Yeah, I just remember, Shane, when we had him on the show at the draft, I don't remember seeing many prospects that big. I took a shot from him from sitting in a chair up, and he looked like a skyscraper. He is really good in the crease. I'll be honest, though, I don't know what role he will take in the NHL, and I think you were sort of leaning towards that too, Mark. So it'll be fun to watch him develop. I mean, we'll know in a couple of years for sure.
You know, Mark, you know, considering how the NHL has gone and it's allowed to have, you know, skilled smaller players come in, but you still need size, is he a guy that you maybe potentially could see as, you know, a third line winger, can go up and down and bang and crash bodies, but go to the net and get some spontaneous offense? And when he goes to the net, you have no choice but to put one or maybe even drop somebody else down in that area, and that will be allow him to create that time and space. And does he just need to be average skating at the NHL level? Is that just where he needs to get?
Well, I mean, you got to get to a level where he can stay with the pace. So, you know, everybody defines their own average or good. So I just say he's got to be able to keep up with the NHL pace. And right now, that's not the case. But like I said, this kid has come miles in that regard already. So there's no reason he can't continue to improve. And with big kids, he's 6 foot six, but he's actually not real heavy for his height. So there's a lot of area for him to build strength and muscle. And a lot of times these big kids take a little longer to build the strength in the legs and those hamstring muscles. And we'll see late development in their skating. Boone Jenner was another where it came later. And, you know, so it's just going to come down to that. And, you know, if that happens, I think we'll have a really good pick in the 54 spot by the Flames.
Well, the last player we want to talk to you about before we head off to break is Morgan Klimchuk, who the Flames took in the late first round in 2013, and is going to get his opportunity, go back and really produce and play great with Regina Pats. What are your thoughts on his game, and what are the expectations for Morgan? Because there's some great opportunity knocking on the door with the World Juniors coming up.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, we talked quite a bit about him in his draft year. It was a player that... I know I really liked it. It's, for him, it comes down. He's just such a smart player, and that was the attractive feature for me with this kid, and I'm sure with the Flames, saw his intelligence out there. You know, I know we had him ranked early 20s. I think they took him around late 20s, 28 or something like that. That was the year I think they had the three first-rounders. But, you know, he's got to get healthy. It's probably a big year in his, development here to – stay on the ice, play a ton of games. On the ice, I think he plays at a really high pace, really good pace to his game. He's good in the corners. He'll win his battles. He keeps his feet moving all over the ice. I think he uses his speed well. And it's one of those smart players that coaches like. I saw him internationally. I saw him on his own club team. And he's a kid that, he gets trusted minutes and has posted some points in the league. And I would think if he gets healthy, he'll post a lot more points.
Yeah, I just love his speed, goal-scoring ability, and the way he's able to stay ahead of defenseman Shane when he's skating down the ice. Really good.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys both mentioned his skating because it's not just his flat-out speed. I like the fact that, he can play at a high pace with the puck. But he uses his speed intelligently. A lot of guys who are fast skaters just bomb down the ice, and he can, change up his speed, based on what's happening around him. And I think he uses it in a really intelligent way. And, we probably said that we used the word intelligent with this kid about 8 or 9 times in about 4 minutes. And that's what, that's the type of player he is. And he's that reliable player that coaches can depend upon. And you can't get enough players like that. And my expectations of him, as long as he's healthy and he's going to get tons of minutes in Regina, I'm really curious to see if he gets the opportunity to play in the World Junior team for them this year, because I think he's a guy who can play in a lot of different situations and has some versatility. So I'm really curious to see how he plays, Mark. And do you think he has a reasonable chance to make that roster?
Yeah, I mean, we've just talked about four different players, and Klimchuk, we've mentioned the intelligence, and I think that's his defining factor that, was going to help him eventually become a member of the Flames. Hunter Smith, sometimes these big 6'6" guys, just kind of get pigeonholed into maybe being a goon or whatever, but, is his hockey intelligence off the charts? No, but he's not a dumb hockey player. Mason McDonald, for a goal, he plays an intelligent, focused game. And then we talked about Bennett off the top. Again, you don't get picked in that top five because you're a dummy. He's a very smart hockey player, along with the elite skating and the scoring abilities and vision. So I've always said that the first thing I look for is smarts and that hockey sense and ability to make guys around you better. And we're talking about some players here that just are smart players, and that's one of the reasons they were drafted.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 2015 draft and some prospects that will intrigue everyone. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these important messages.